The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. That's Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
Hey,
producer number nine. So much more than a producer. Jim Feist loves that tagline, by the way. He's your buddy. He loves you. Jim Feist
loves
you.
Shout out, Jim.
Jim Feist loves you, man. Thank you to Jim Feist for having us all on his show this past year. Steve Fezzik standing by to talk about all things on the mind of Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest.
If you're nearby, he's just currently standing in the sports book analyzing women's tennis plays.
So, is he?
Yeah.
He was
explaining to me how the ladies' side can screw up these lob shots so much more often than the men's side.
Oh, well, he's a big time tennis player.
Yeah, that's right. He was really going into the X's and O's.
We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Jay Buckley, it was a pleasure meeting Jay this week. Jay was in town, a listener of not only this show, but the whole network. He says, Gil, thanks again for taking the time to chat when we were there. The Buckleys love ANG. He and his wife couldn't have been nicer. Always a pleasure to meet with folks. And Jay was as nice as they come. Jason H11, the only hat that should be allowed on ANG. And there's a great picture of you in the bucket hat. We should really throw that up on the screen because you look fantastic. Mike Alvarez, let those young tennis players know. He said, we're talking about Dimitrov and his girlfriend. He said, let those young tennis players know women weaken legs, he said. Oh, wow. And Big Kahuna says, your pronunciation on these MMA names and tennis names is all world. Why, thank you. It's very nice of you.
Gil does his homework for UFC.
Dude, I absolutely have to.
Yeah, it's...
Because otherwise...
You do a good job with it.
Otherwise,
you really
it's, a,
do.
It's a botch fest otherwise.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Or do we very much appreciate our guests like Jordan Sherwood and Paul Carr, who are always there to help us out when we need? Yes.
By the way, I messed up the last one. Apparently, it's Hermanson. Let's not think I got unscathed.
But I didn't want to. I knew we had picks to get to with Jordan.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did want to ask Brandon Royval, I feel like I bet. Like I just did that elbow thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The elbow slips off. Brandon Royval, if by my memory, I bet on him and he fought roughly 18 times during the pandemic. That's
there was like, there was a couple fights.
There was a
like
couple
that.
Of those. Yeah.
That Brazilian dude named Gil. Gil Burns, was it? Or Gil?
Gilbert Burns is a bit. He's a big fighter.
Gilbert Burns fought like it felt like five times during the pandemic.
Moreno's back there, yeah.
Moreno just said Gilbert Burns.
Did he fight a bunch during the pandemic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, maybe at least twice. Anyway, I don't know. That's how I remember it. Remember, it was the only thing going on.
It was the only thing going on.
That and table tennis.
So we all became like huge UFC fans.
We were all such experts. By the way, before we get to some of this other stuff, because we want to talk NBA Rookie of the Year real quick, and the Indianapolis Colts quarterback market is pretty fascinating. But I am taking a glance. Thank you for letting me know. The gentleman who let me know on Twitter, forgive me for not remembering your name, but I mentioned you earlier. They do have women's quarters at DraftKings up. And I have to tell you, man, like in some respects, I was just mentioning this with Alexander Bublik in one of the quarters on the men's side, how I thought, oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm going to get a great price. And it wasn't a great price. They've gotten really sharper with some of this stuff. I'll get to the one that I'm talking about. But quarter one, Aryna Sabalenka is a +150 short shot. I would not bet her. Her grass court numbers are not great historically. Maddie Keys is 3-1. Your girl Marketa Vondrousova with the tattoos is 7-1. Those are pretty. And by the way, Elise Mertens, also great grass court numbers, 12-1. Donna Vekic, 14-1. Vekic is not in form, though. Keys, Vondrousova, Mertens, pretty darn interesting. Q2 is where I'm like, man, they really get it now. Amanda Anisimova is the short shot. I was all ready to like get into that and say, oh, hey, maybe Anisimova's going to have value. I have her as like the sixth best grass court numbers last 2 years. She's +370. Paolini's 5-1. This is an example of like, oh, man, no value where I thought there might be.
Right.
Q3, Andreeva +210. By the way, Andreeva's grass court numbers are terrible. Pagula's +425. Alexandrova's +425. There's going to be some rando winning this one.
Trying to look at
the problem is that I couldn't tell you who it is. I think Pagula's so consistent, +425. Maybe it's her in the end. But Alexandrova is another player. I'm like, oh, surely they'll give me a great price on Alexandrova. Nope. They're onto it.
Hey, this is from your friend, not your producer.
Yeah.
Check stations before you make any bets today.
Thank you, friend. Thank you, friend.
They don't have quarters.
And by the way, Q4, just to wrap it up, Rybakina plus 240, Goff plus 240, Iga, Grass Tech, 3-1. Man, I hope she wins this tournament.
MGM does. They have quarters up. Stations does not yet.
Okay. I saw men's at MGM before the show. I did not see women's. That's why.
How many times? It's been two or three tournaments. I mean, you have sat here and like those stations numbers are so much better.
And they'll take a bet on the app. They will not at the counter.
Yeah, that's always fun. Hey, you know what? I'd rather have that.
No, I'm not complaining.
Then Caesars reeling me in. $30, Kelly, on the app. But come on down and pay $25. A park will give you anything at the counter.
You wanted to talk about this again. NBA Rookie of the Year, where Cooper Flagg is minus 185. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, the two Rutgers teammates, are next, 9-1 and plus 950, respectively. We don't even know if Ace Bailey's going to show up in Utah or not. And then Trey Johnson leads the double-digit parade. Trey Johnson with his steeplechase outfit that he had at the draft, which is a great, great fashion.
It's become quite a fashion show.
Oh, my God. Everybody else, 25-1 or longer. Why did you want to bring this up?
Well, we didn't go through the full odds, I really want to talk about Colts Week 1 starter more than this, actually. But just quickly wanted to lay this out. Like, I usually, if I bet Rookie of the Year, it's usually not till I see these guys in summer league action. So I would say, hey, let's wait. Hit the pause button there before you go and bet any of these. I think this board is flawed a bit, Kill. Like, the Cooper Flagg number had come down. It opened at, like, minus 400, I believe I saw at DraftKings right after draft night. That was way too short. It coming back down, it's more and more realistic place. Dylan Harper, I think, is awesome. I think he's going to be awesome for that team. Man, the Spurs got a lot going with young players right now, though. Keep in mind, they've just won the past two Rookies of the Year awards, too. I don't know if that's really going to come into play, but just, you know, making notes on guys, right? We just talked about Ace Bailey, and I brought this up yesterday where Ace Bailey and Trey Johnson probably be the first looks for me. Well, let's make sure Ace Bailey gets to the team first before we go make a bet. I do think I'll be looking at guys like Trey Johnson, though, in this market. I just think that the scoring opportunities that he's going to have on a Wizards team that is looking to develop younger players. And, you know, I know they just got CJ McCollum in there and stuff like that, but some of these teams have to be looking towards the future. And a guy that already had a very, very high usage rate in college and put up a lot of shots in college. Remember, you're looking for guys that score in this market. So that would be my first look.
Knepel and Fears at 40-1 don't interest you?
Fears would be my next consideration. Man, that Pelicans team is going to be a dumpster fire next year. It's going to be so fun to watch, but like their roster construction makes no sense whatsoever. He's interesting to me because I do think he'll be more involved. Khan's just tough, I think it's tough with LaMelo Ball. Like, it's kind of tough to trust what he's such a ball hog. Mm-hmm. Like, Khan Knipple's got to be, I mean, he is going to be the 3-point shooter on that team. I think he's going to slide in to what that team wants him to do as a role player very well. But is he going to be putting up 15 a night for sure? I'm not sold on that yet.
You know, my sneakiest play is on there, Kasparis Yakashonis.
So I was going to bring him up. I don't know enough about his college game. He scored like 15 points a game last year. But, yeah, for a Heat team that has openings,
great,
sure.
Great player. Okay.
I don't hate that one.
Let's go to the Indianapolis Colts specifically. The market of who is the quarterback that will take the first snap this year. First snap in week one for the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson, Kelly's guy, minus 130. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, minus 106. Riley Leonard, a distant 80-1. Anthony Richardson, who was expected to be the next franchise quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts through two seasons. He has posted a 50.6% completion rate. That's it, 50.6%. That means that 49.4% of the time, the ball does not go where it's supposed to. 2,391 yards in two seasons, good for only 159.4 per game, 11 touchdowns, 13 picks. He's rushed for 42.3 yards a game, 10 touchdowns, but he's also lost four of a dozen fumbles, which brings him to 21 touchdowns and 17 turnovers as a pro. And health, obviously, the bugaboo. Daniel Jones, you ask, 64.1% completion rate, 208.3 yards per game career, 70 touchdowns, 47 picks in passing, while rushing for 31.1 yards per game, 15 touchdowns. He also, though, the fumble bugaboo, 28 lost fumbles. That brings him to a career total of 85 touchdowns with 75 turnovers. Adam Schefter from ESPN really wanted to emphasize yesterday that a lot of people in the league think Daniel Jones is a lot better than the average fan does.
Yeah, I feel like we've been hearing that for the past year or so.
But yesterday, he had to tell people. And it was sort of in this way that kind of was, oh, Daniel Jones is starting. That's how I felt about it.
Okay. I mean, look, we've talked to, what, two Colts fans in the past week that both think that way or want Daniel Jones.
JBT and Wes.
Yes.
Yes.
That I was really hoping you were going to ask me who the second one was because I forgot it was Wes. Yeah.
I think it was Wes.
It was yeah. Definitely Wes. And it sounds like they're leaning towards him starting or wanting him to start. I'm going to ask you, Gil, because you know I have my bias. I'm going to ask you one thing. Have you feel like you've seen enough of Daniel Jones to have an opinion on him going forward?
Yes.
Do you feel the same about Anthony Richardson?
Yes.
I don't think so at all. Yeah, that's where I think you're crazy.
Well, the reason
he's only played 15 games, you got to give the kid another look.
Well, you're right. That wasn't the way I would have answered that. The way I would have answered it is, he only played one meaningful season in college. Why wouldn't you sit him a little while longer? Why thrust him into this? Let Daniel Jones start and then bring in AR once Daniel Jones inevitably peters out. Fezzik, next!
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back at Circa, live on a Numbers Game, Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Mark Brashear, I will happily take advice on Survivor from you and Fezzik and take you to a nice dinner if I win. However, I will not allow Fezzik to get new coattails off my win. He'll have to wear his current winner's jacket. Mark, I don't know if you mean win the contest or win the free entry. The free entry thing already happened, but so we can't do it that way. We already gave those out. But we'll dispense advice, and Stevie will when he's on the show as well. Jack Olaquire, Gil, unfortunately, I did not win the free entries into the Circa contest, but I'll be out there end of July to sign up. Guess I'll have to get your expert advice the old-fashioned way, listening to the Megapod. Planning on stopping by to say hello. Please do, Jack. And D-Gen Southern Gent, Gil, reference might be lost on you, but Kelly might get it along with select audience members. Oh, no. Facing Sinner and then Alcaraz was like when you had to face Shadow Link prior to the Water Temple boss Morpha in Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. I have no idea what I just said. I hope I didn't say anything wrong. It means nothing to me. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Fezzik Fridays with Stevie Fezzik.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, Steve Fezzik, on a baseball heater. What's happening?
Legend of Zelda was not on my bingo card this morning, but running good in baseball. Let's knock on wood, keep it going.
What's the record? I actually have it here somewhere. You want to hear what your record is?
Year-to-date, I am up just under 20 units, but that is because it's fueled by a 55-19 baseball run.
55-19 baseball run. You have a couple plays today for us?
Unsustainable.
Unsustainable. That's what you are.
I do have two baseball plays.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you got?
I'll go ahead and share. We'll go to nine inning. Rare. I've been playing a lot of first five. St. Louis, Cleveland, going under 8.5. Got Sonny Gray going. So two good pitchers. I will stay under the 8.5. You should be able to get that for reduced VIG. And Seattle, Texas, Texas doesn't hit at home. They just don't hit. And we got Eovaldi and we got Gilbert pitching. So under 7.5, I think you're going to have to lay -120 on that play now. But that has 2-1 written all over it.
Okay. We also got a question from someone on Twitter from John Yu at C2C Hoops, who said on May 16th, the Orioles were 15-27. You gave out the Orioles under 73.5 wins. Since then, they're 19-19. The number remains 73.5. Do you still like that under better? Are you considering buying off of it?
Still like it. Obviously, the Orioles playing much better, but bottom line is they're out of it. So the fast forward to the dog days of summer, and there'll be sellers, not buyers. So the power rating of the O's should go down later in the year. I will predict they win 69 or 70 games.
You do have yet another baseball in-season season win total, adjusted season win total, once again on the Buccos here. Under?
Under, again, I think I bet this like eight times. It's fun. We have a group text. So Gilly and I, Will Hill, the Bear Felica, and, of course, Todd Wishnev. We text each other back and forth about mostly sports bets and a few other items, but Todd will say something bad about my tennis game, yeah, which would be accurate based upon my performance against you this week and the last five times we played. I think you've crushed me five in a row. And I respond back, non sequitur. I'm like, your Pirates still suck, Todd.
Yeah. Under 66 and a half wins for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Skeens can't win 67 alone.
And he's not pitching as well as he was. And I don't think he'll get as many innings. So think about it. The Pirates, we're halfway through. We're more than halfway through by a little bit. They got 32 wins. What's 32 times 2?
That'd be 64.
Is that over or under 66 and a half?
I hear in my ear, they're telling me it's under.
And are they going to play better or worse the second half of the year?
I'm going to go worse.
And their division. Anybody good in their division?
Pretty much everyone else.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're going to win 62 games. Book it under 66 and a half. We go to the window again. These are available at, you can play these at DraftKings, FanDuel, and right here in Vegas at Caesars.
We talk about all kinds of things on the group text, so if we can bring it to life a little bit. MLB scheduling and WNBA scheduling underneath your skin.
Everyone should be fired from the WNBA, who's in charge of the scheduling, because are they really getting that much money from the gate that they want to go ahead and have every game starting in the evening? So look at today. We are starved for action.
We are. We really are.
Yeah. We're watching this grass court, Nozova against Padola or whatever the names are.
Nozova, by the way, just to clarify, neither Nozova or Padola are in any of these tournaments.
Something close. Yeah.
Noskova and Pagula, yes.
Yeah, Noskova not ready for prime time. I was watching her, and she looks like she was like, oh, my God, I'm in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I don't belong. But wouldn't you rather watch a basketball game or any baseball game? Why can't we just watch Tampa Bay playing in baseball and talk about it and give MLB some coverage? Nope, got to have every game in the evening.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and tennis is in England, right? So it ends at a certain point of time as well. So it's, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's just, you know, Major League Baseball has a lot of these days where we've come to expect it all day Wednesday. And then every so often, randomly, it'll be, oh, it's just one day game today. I don't understand why that happens.
And I'm old enough to remember when the Cubs would play all those day games. And the theory was always, oh, you know, the June swoon, they get tired in the summer because they're playing in the heat of the day. Well, the truth is, it's probably more about lifestyle, right? And you play in the day and then you go out at night and then you got to play an early game for the poor Cubs.
Yeah. We teased your segment, by the way, with saying beyond sports that you have one of the most non-exciting shaving tips for everybody, which I think, Steve, everybody knows this shaving tip, but please, your new discovery on shaving is?
Bold prediction. I'd say 80% don't know. And by the way, it's topical based upon your look this morning.
Wow. Take a shot.
There you go. So you're busy. You've got a three-day growth, a beard. You got a show to do. You're up at 5 a.m. You're prepping. No time to take out that razor. Cut yourself like crazy. But you take that electric razor. The problem is you don't get a close shave, but then you go ahead and you hack out what would the start of your beard, and then you take the razor and you clean up and you get a nice smooth shave in half the time.
You legitimately think 80% of the audience doesn't know that tip?
I didn't know about I didn't know about putting cereal into the freezer the night before, and then you put the cold milk on, and it's the best cereal you've ever had.
By the way, Stevie will be clean shaven with boyish excitement for fireworks.
Fireworks tonight, 9 o'clock. Legacy Club. You cannot miss it.
What?
Be there or be square.
What is it about fireworks that you love so much? Try to articulate it for us.
It enables us to go back to when we were little children, like, and we would go to the 4th of July celebration when we're 7 years old, and you're looking up into the nighttime sky, and there, you know, above Antares, you know, the heart of Scorpio, the scorpion, you would see these fireworks going off as the stars are coming out.
I don't remember being that excited when I was a kid either. Like, it was cool the first couple times, right? You are now also betting Canadian Football League. This is you're back to this now.
I'm the great aggregator.
Yes.
So I can't lie, I'm getting not conflicting, but updated information. So my Canadian guys, they're like, oh, Saskatchewan, their quarterback's not going to play. We bet against them. We go BC, and then they're like, hey, looks like the BC quarterback's not going to play, and the Sask quarterback is going to play. So I bet BC, and I bet Saskatchewan. I gave my clients both, doing the best I can.
Yeah. They didn't say A, Steve. But
they all do.
Did they say hosers also?
They say, you know.
I talked about the NBA draft a little bit here the last couple of days, but obviously Kelly and I talked about it, you know, betting wise and what we were betting and obviously the results, but specifically about, I brought up the fact that books just, you know, at least here in Nevada, let's just use this, that they, you know, we've heard some of them say behind, not behind closed doors, but not publicly at least, but privately, they've said, well, there's no interest in it. That's why we don't book it. Am I not right? Is this just not like they just don't want the anxiety of having gone through it? It's more of a lazy thing than anything, and they just simply don't want the trouble of it, right? And does that bother you, or are you okay with the fact that they're like, well, no, we'd rather just have people bet into stuff that we know we have a built-in advantage on? We have no interest whatsoever in anything that could possibly be different or could possibly be in the bettor's advantage.
I'm okay with it. What I don't like is the bookmaker that refuses to accept the fact that they're just not very good at it. All right.
Yeah.
So they don't have the experience. So years and years of bookmaking experience tell you, you take a bet, you move a line 15 cents, you're good. You know, that's the market is efficient. And these bookmakers, you know, a lot of them in the Hall of Fame just had no clue that, you know what, you could have a dude that was minus 120 and he should be minus 550. All right. And you can't just take a bet from a sharp and I'll move 15 cents. It's like, move it to minus 170, get a bet back in the other direction, you know, let somebody scalp you. And they just didn't realize it. And they got smashed and they just said they took their ball and they went home.
I also just think, like, we've had a few drafts in a row now, both NBA and NFL, where they probably would have made money. They probably lost out not booking it, but they're so traumatized by previous events, right, in previous drafts, whether it's Paolo Banchero or just NFL drafts where they got killed on, that they just can't get over it.
And the bottom line, if you don't know what you're doing, I'll use an example. So my buddy, the Hitman, always does great in the drafts, all right? He's been yelled at. He's been kicked out of books. Know what they don't do? No one's ever hired him to tell them how to do this. It's ridiculous.
Steve Fezzik, everybody. More on the other side right here on A Numbers Game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready to get in on the action? First Bet has you covered. Sign up now to access exclusive promotions and bet on hundreds of thrilling horse races every day, right from your phone or computer. Visit firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. And use promo code VSiN200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days up to $200. Don't miss out. Start betting today at firstbet.com. Skill Alexander, we at tweets at Beating the Book. Love y'all. Best listeners in the game. Andy Roberts, Zelda reference, spot on, Gil. Okay, if you say so, I trust you. Zach Cohen, for those looking for Wimbledon content, I'm hopping on. Gil's pod, he said, the Beating the Book pod, to run through the draws with Drew Dinsick and Gil in about an hour. I'll have draw analysis and futures as long as enough are listed up later this afternoon. Oh, they're listed, Zach. They are listed. What Zach's referring to is about exactly 1 hour from now, we will record a live Wimbledon post-draw podcast. Not just my thoughts, but those gentlemen's thoughts as well. Jack Olequire chimed in again. He says, Gil, my brother Jimmy is in Vegas now playing in some World Series of Poker events. He's also planning on playing in the main event for the first time. Can you ask Fezzik if he has ever played in the main event or if he has some advice I can pass on to my brother?
Yeah, I played main event, I think, three times. All three times I got in through, you know, winning satellites or qualifying. There was a free roll that I played in against. I was against Red Rock Mike. And he had queens and I had eights, and we got it all in pre-flop when I was a little bit short stacked and I spiked an eight. So it was kind of a miracle. Got to play with Jennifer Harmon. Very cool lady. Really great experience playing the main event.
Any advice for his brother?
Patience. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So absolutely, you got to get your rest. And like Helmuth was considering not playing. He says the schedule is it's so taxing on you. So I'd actually be, you know, make sure you're rested up and ready to go there.
Topher Barron, Stephen Fezzik, absolutely nailing it today. Who put the quarter in you? I don't understand that reference. Who put the quarter in you? I'm a little lost on me. Chance Copperpot. I'll admit I didn't know some things about shaving. Had no idea that you're supposed to shave fresh out of the shower until a few years ago. I've been cutting my face for years. Not anymore. Thanks, Dad. Last name Nash. I would put my mortgage on the under. Me too, man. On Fezzik saying 80% of people didn't know his shaving trick. I'm totally with you. It's totally under 80%, Steve. And then Brosek 1870. Always love being reminded that Gil is a nerd, but not that kind of nerd. Zelda is a video game, just FYI. Yes, thank you, Steven. Scott C. I so look forward to wisdom from the great aggregator Steve Fezzik on A Numbers Game. And Super Jerk says, exactly what Fez said I've been saying for years, like the guys who move the line on your show, go or no go, guys, why doesn't the book hire these blanking guys? That's what Super Jerk has to say.
I can answer Super Jerk because Vegas, there was a lot of chummy people like bettors and bookmakers that get along great. But the truth is the very best bettors don't get along very well with the head bookmakers because they've taken them for a whole lot of money. You know, one time the Stardust I thought was complimentary there. Alan Boston famously bought like a purple Corvette and he said, yep, doing real well in college basketball. I bet a lot at the Stardust, to which the Stardust higher up said, well, at least he got it in our colors. You know, he beat us out of that Corvette. Yes.
Okay. I know you want to talk about other, first of all, can we show this shot of Kelly with the bucket hat? Cause this people are dying. For, look at that. Look at Kelly Bidlin, everybody. Fashion by Kelly Bidlin. With the AFC bucket hat.
Now, is it true Kelly is losing all this weight so he can beat facial recognition so he can sneak back into the M where they don't let him play blackjack?
We got to ask him maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you want to talk about other things like fitness and Vegas gouging and all this stuff, but before, let's talk about a couple sports betting things. One, we just talked about you being on a baseball heater. There's a time of day that you like to bet baseball, and there's a market above all that you like to bet.
Yeah, and by the way, kudos, great aggregator. I do my own handicapping, but Mark Borchin on the show.
Borchard.
Borchard. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting every name wrong.
That's all right.
Today. Basewinner.com. So I get his stuff like the night before, and I love his stuff, and he rates all the offenses and the relief and the starting pitchers.
His stuff is fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
But I love getting my bets in at 6:30 a.m. Pacific, because I found if I don't get it in by 7 a.m., oftentimes the limits go up, the West Coast books open, and then you blink and like Seattle, Texas, I'm playing under 7.5 and I'm not laying minus $1.10 anymore. I'm laying minus $1.20. So and think about what a difference that is. It's like people are like, oh, it's only 10 cents, but it's like an extra 4.54% in terms of a game. Imagine what would happen in blackjack or in video poker, what the payout schedule would have to be for it to be 4.5% better or worse.
Yeah. No, when I used to work with Dr. Bob and I used to release baseball, and by the way, there was someone on Twitter yesterday who was like, oh yeah, Gil talking about baseball records that can't be verified from 10 years ago. They were all public. Just sorry you weren't around. But anyway, when we used to do it, I'd have to do it earlier every year.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I actually got around 2016, it was like, if we can't do this overnight, it might not be worth doing anymore. But I hear you, like, it's so early in the morning at the latest that you can do this. Otherwise, they're gone. Or you wait for lineups later in the day, right? Then there's the gap till right before.
Exactly. Bet early or bet late with new information. And you know, I give a ton of credit for Dr. Bob. I don't think he's in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
He is not.
If someone was going to bet have a betting syndicate, and they said, here's your 100 guys in all these sports betting halls of fame, and here's Dr. Bob. You know, it's like, oh, maybe I'll take one or two of these guys. Then give me Bob. He'd be like the number third pick in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, you harp on this a lot, and I do want to back you up in this, and I'll just say it broadly, because I know you have your own little specifics on this. But at some point, a sports betting hall of fame, wait for this innovative idea, should probably have bettors in it, right?
Sports bettors in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
Beyond Billy Walters, right? Beyond Billy Walters, there should be bettors in it.
Like, I was over at the Horseshoe.
Like Dr. Bob and
Poker
so-and-so.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
A lot of poker room managers, a lot of people who invented different poker games. Yeah. No, no. Phil Ivey, you know, and people that play poker.
Well, it'd be like having the NFL Hall of Fame and like no players.
Oh, he invented the game of, you know, Chinese poker, you know, open face. He deserved
that on. Man invented the line of scrimmage. Okay. So early in the morning, and the market you prefer above all is?
I love F5.
F3.
Oh, the F3 is. You know,
I didn't
the
even
irony,
know if we were going to talk about F3. Not available everywhere. F3.
The irony is, I hate Formula One racing. F1.
F3, you love.
But F3, I love because I just want to eliminate the bullpens completely. I'm lazy. I don't want to have to like figure out who's pitched in the bullpens.
It's not only bullpens, right? Obviously, because F5, there's some murkiness to bullpens. But it's sometimes one or one in change through the order, right?
And it's a great point, because if you got a pitcher like right now, Brown, for Houston, right? It's just mowing people down every single game. But the first trip through the lineup, forget about it, you know? But every now and then, second trip through the lineup, third trip's tricky, but the second trip, all right, you get the bad call from the ump, walk, stolen base, pitch around the guy, first and second, and then the poorly hit little blooper down the right field line, and then here comes the crooked number, right?
Sounds like this has happened here before.
Once or twice.
I'm going to save some betting stuff here after the break here, but I want to get to your... You've lost a lot of weight. You are now sub 200 pounds.
199.
Congratulations.
It's not helping my tennis game. So Gilly, when he crushes me at tennis... Go ahead.
No, it's got nothing to add. Yeah, but you're saying everybody should have a... What was your... You want a fitness crusade you wanted to say to...
You know, Gil and I both went into to Lifetime here locally.
I saw Shaq there yesterday.
I saw that. And so, like it was really cool. So we got an evaluation. You're getting all your numbers and everything. And it's like, you know what? You get different information than you go into your physical... You know, and you get all your blood work and stuff. And this is what, like, this is the hard truth. Where's your body fat? Where are you at? And it's like, I encourage everybody, you know, to go in and do that.
I am reminded of what my dad used to say. My dad in his final years, and he had a bad last 4 years, where, you know, he would take me aside and he would say, figure out the way to take me out of this world. Like, he was in such physical pain, right? But he said, I remember when he was more with it, he used to say to me, he goes, one regret I have is, I won't do his accent, he said, one regret I have is that I didn't work out at your age. And at the time I was a little younger, but it still applies for us at this age, which is, and that was, that always resonated with me. It's like, he wishes, he didn't have many regrets in life, but that was when he recognized that not doing that, perhaps he had the sense that that caused later problems.
And I hear all the time, I have no time. You know, it's wrong, sir, wrong. You have plenty of time. If you have time to eat lunch, you have time to work out or just walk briskly, skip the lunch, take the 45 minutes, boom. Now you got time.
All right. A great shaving tip, this is from Danny Boy, a great shaving tip is when you shave after you're done, you use a blow dryer to dry your blade completely. It's the water drying that dulls the blade, not the shaving. How about that shaving
tip? I bet 80% of the people don't know that.
Now that one, probably not. Yours, 80% probably knew. We got one more segment with Stevie before we leave here today, and it will be about teasing in general, but specifically teasing in the National Football League. Obviously, the NFL season just right around the corner now. So we got thoughts on teasers. We will get into that and anything else on Mr. Fezzik's mind. Plus, we'll recap all the best bets. And don't forget, a little later after the show today, the Wimbledon post-draw podcast with Drew and Zach on the Beating the Book podcast feed. Coming back with Fezzik right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik in the chair, Kelly behind the glass for now. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Buddhist man, I'm currently scouring sportsbooks to see if they're offering Arias Ace Bailey to be the 2030 MVP of the Turkish Super League at 5,000-1 or better. Hey, man, he might have a shot there. A lot of shaving response, Stevie. Jeffrey R. at LL Wave Rider, he says, try liquid soap instead of shaving cream. I'm a cue ball, so I've got some experience. How about that? And then this is from SN Wright, Stephen Enright. I got my shaving advice from Kramer. I use butter. And then, James Sott says, bro, got me a few years ago a mirror that hangs in the shower that doesn't fog up. Game changer. Oh, that's an interesting one. And then Off in the Dark. Sorry if I missed this today. Turn in late. Is the Wimbledon podcast available to listen to live versus waiting until the recording? Thanks and have a good weekend. Everybody back there, are we doing it live on YouTube? The Wimbledon podcast? Twitter? Anything? Yes, I'm being told yes. Which one? YouTube TV? Yes. YouTube TV. YouTube TV live for the Wimbledon podcast coming up in 45 minutes. Okay, let's recap all the best bets before we get back to Stevie here. I still have my, by the way, the Detroit Tigers 16-1 is a loser for the month of June. I have yet to make my July bet, yet in Major League Baseball's most wins market, and I have yet to make, because they just came out here right before the show or during the show, quarter bets at Wimbledon. So I will have those for VSiN subscribers at VSiN.com/picks. Kelly, Hawks to win the Eastern Conference 55-1. In the National Basketball Association, and he's got the Bills' most regular season wins at +450. He added those this week. By the way, I added Ketel Marte 90 to win for NL MVP this week as well. Steve Fezzik's best bets. He gave out two baseball plays today. Cardinals Guardians under 8.5. Mariners Rangers under 7.5. Stevie's on a baseball heater, 55-19, I believe he said, in his last 74 plays. And the Pirates under 66.5 wins. And I've seen Steve's apps, and these bets just cascade down your account. You've bet this multiple times.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure I'm violating the Kelly criterion, but you know what? I've already mentally cashed my Pirates preflop under 77 and under 74. So it's like those have already won.
Many violations of the Kelly criterion on that. Jordan Sherwood's best bets for UFC 317. Ilya Topuria by knockout at -175. Then he's got the Topuria knockout, pardon me, with a Pandoja straight-up win parlay. So Topuria knockout, Pandoja win parlay pays about +123, always shop around. Brandon Royval is a slight dog in the fight right before those two final ones at +105. And then the final of the prelims, Jack Hermanson at +180, the big dog from Jordan today in UFC 317. And then Paul Carr, not to be outdone with some soccer, both with the FIFA Club World Cup and the Gold Cup. Gold Cup plays Mexico-Saudi Arabia under 2.5 goals in that game. And like Dallin Cuff yesterday, Panama to win the Gold Cup at 8-1. As far as the FIFA Club World Cup, he's got Flamengo to advance +235 versus Bayern Munich. That is your VSiN best bets of the day, brought to you by the official bank of VSiN, GBank. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, first bet in VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at first bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, first bet in VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik in the house, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. By the way, follow at your own peril. He's not the same on Twitter as he is in real life. Not a very nice human being on Twitter. Why can't you help yourself, Stevie? Why?
I've been better and better.
Have you?
I have. Okay. So, you know, being complimentary of everyone. But what a great group we had lunch with this week.
Oh, I brought it up yesterday. Jim Feist's group.
Yes. Nicest guys.
Matt Humans and Wes Reynolds from VSiN were there. Steve Fezzik was there. Bill Krakenberger. Scott Spreitzer was there. Brandy McKay. I met Jeff Whitelaw for the first time after all these years. Just really awesome to be there. Everybody who was lucky enough to be on Jim Feist's show this year.
I put Al on my VIP list.
Al DeMarco at Dom DeMarco's Pizza.
Yeah, so I went ahead and put Albert on my VIP list, and so now I'm so nervous because he hasn't been on my list. So the first 2 days have gone great with the plays I've given him. So I text him. It's like, it's not always this easy.
It's not sustainable at this level. All right, teasers. teasers in general and then NFL teasers. What say you, sir?
All right. So teaser basic strategy, and you hear this all the time and people get it wrong still, but teasers are dead in Vegas. Can no longer play teasers, any sport. There's always exceptions to the rule, but there's these in general.
Been for a little while now, right?
Yeah. So what happened is that it used to be you could play selectively at minus 100. Then it was minus 110. Some people would call minus 100 even money, by the way. Then minus 115, minus 120. But now every single place in town is minus 125 or higher. And frankly, I stopped paying attention because you just the way the math works out, you just can't win. So no more good advantage teasers in all of Las Vegas, the sports betting capital of the world.
Anything over minus 120, don't do it.
Forget about it.
Okay.
So minus 120, still viable, still offered at several books, including DraftKings. So
okay. I think the broader advice for new bettors or newish bettors has to do with teasers in general. Beyond that, don't, if it's not the NFL, don't tease, period.
Don't tease, period. And there's always the exception to the rule where some book deals, some college game, you know, like minus 8, minus 125 on a low total, and that would be teasable. But in general, don't tease anything else.
Don't tease anything else. And by the way, beyond the math of that, intuitively, you can kind of get that too, right? Because you know that scoring in college football is much more volatile than it is in the NFL. You know that scoring in the NBA is much more random than it is in the NFL. So the value of each point is that much less.
And
so
you don't even get 6 points in NBA. They
Correct.
Give you 4 points. So it's even right. so it's even worse. But the good news is there's still books like DraftKings that you can play at minus 120. And then the Wong basic strategy, Stanford Wong, wrote a book, Sharp Sports Betting. And, of course, you're going to tease through the three, through the seven in the NFL. So you take a two-point dog up to +8, or you take a home favorite, -8, down to -2. Now, what a lot of people are doing now, they're saying like a seven-point favorite is a Wong teaser, or a 7.5-point road favorite is a Wong teaser.
No.
Both a road favorite cannot be used as a teaser because they just don't win as often as the home favorites.
And I'm just anticipating what a listener would, some listeners would think right now. Some people would shout back at you. What about totals? Are there, you ever tease totals?
No. There are a few people that swear by preseason low totals where
yes.
they'll take an extra, not 6 points, but 10 points. And tease that 32
because it
to
gets
over
so
22.
Low, it's ridiculous.
And what happens is basically, even if the offenses can't play a lick, the defense then will get you a
right.
defensive score, which will be just enough to get you to 16 to 10 in the preseason.
We've done that on this show
yes.
before. By the way, the Wong teasers are subject to the total, though, right?
Yeah. No, but they're better. The lower the teaser,
the better they are.
So if you have a marginal teaser, think about playing it or not, and the total is 51, maybe pass 41, go for it.
Okay. Last thing you wanted to talk about here. Gouging in Vegas. You had something to say about that?
I was in New York City. New York is cheaper to eat than Las Vegas on the Strip. I was shocked by this. I went to gourmet restaurants in New York. I went in, you know, mom and pop places. And in general, the restaurants that go to Vegas and the drinks especially are more expensive in Vegas than anywhere else. Like, think about the pools when you go in Vegas. Like, how much, you know, a strawberry daiquiri is going to run you, you know, $35 in Las Vegas. But I think the gouging is going to slow because if I judge things by the offers I'm getting, because I'm, you know, I'm in the system and the like, and maybe I haven't played at a place for a couple years, and here it comes in the mail, and oh, we're going to give you a, you know, $20 free bet or a $50 free bet once a week and the like, and I'm getting more of those offers than I've gotten in years. And I think that means Vegas is slowing and they're trying to do things.
That is absolutely the barometer for trying to figure that out. It is. It has to be.
Has to be.
And you believe this started at the Super Bowl? Because we got some data that said, oh, the Super Bowl wasn't down. But we know from being here, something was amiss. And I feel
exactly.
like that's when that was the point where folks were like, okay, I can just stay home. We can have a good time with friends. We don't have to spend all this money having the Vegas experience. And that's the only way they're going to learn.
When we hosted the Super Bowl, the gouging got so out of control. It's like that Fonzie moment, jumping the shark.
In
Happy Days, where basically that's where the show went downhill. And that's where the gouging just got out of control, was when Vegas hosted the Super Bowl.
Good jumping the shark knowledge by you, by Origin.
Well done.
Happy Days. Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen, again, at Fezzik Sports. follow at your peril. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Gilly.
Money Moves is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the sports betting network.